now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Hour number two of the Earshot 20, and we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, and as he does every week, and for the last time in 2016, he's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Go and check it out. It is, as always, earshot-online.com. That is Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning, your national campus and community radio report, published every week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, thanks to the hard work of the great staff and volunteers there in all the different projects involved, including this one, the National Top 50, for which we play selections from the top 20 most played releases of the week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, December 13th, 2016, and we're about to jump into the top 10, but there's so much more than that you can check out. The top 50 is a combination of nearly 30 campus and community radio stations top 30 charts. This week, 29 stations submitting their charts, so go and check those out for your regions and regions all across the country. There's also genre-specific charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and so many other features. Again, you can check that all out at earshot-online.com.
Lots of fun stuff. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. Earshot20 at gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook. And at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We are happy to do that for you. We'll do it by playing something from your latest release, and we'll give you an interview. You can also reach us through our talkback line, which we have set up right now, and we are taking holiday festive messages from listeners, bands, record labels, owners, mothers,
family,
anybody.
Family dog
could bark. Christmas Carol, we'll take it. But you can get in touch with us and leave us a message, because we do have our holiday show coming up in a week and a bit. It's going to be on Christmas Eve, because Brian and I don't have anything better to do on Christmas Eve anymore. You know, all the magic has died for me, except for our Christmas Eve special, Extravaganza Palooza.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. So
we always have lots of different guests and all kinds of folks. It's been a good time. I'm pretty happy to do it again this year for our fifth year running.
Only pretty happy?
Pretty pumped. Super pumped.
Oh, there you go. That's better. What's the number?
It is area code 506-648-5924. That is our voicemail line. You can leave a message there. If you don't want to make a potentially long distance phone call, you can also just send us a voice message, really, anyway, through our email, earshot20@gmail.com, or just shoot us a message if you have a request, anything at all you'd like to put out there, and we would love to do that for you. And again, I'll give it to you one last time, but you can also find it on our social media and our website at localfm.ca. It is area code 506-648-5924.
Well, there you go. All right, we're going to get into the charts, and for the last time in 2016, count down the top 10 that are charting across the nation, and we are going to kick that off with number 10 this week.
Yeah, Preoccupations, their new self-titled release, pretty big one in 2016 from Flemish Eye Records, dropping only two spots this week to number 10. You're going to hear a track called Fever. Tassiomancy have a new album out called Do Easy. It's been on our charts for about 3 weeks now. It's at number 9, down from number 5. You'll hear Jimmy Infinity. And Mary Poppins Pockets is the last track of that set of three by New Fries from their newest release, More, rising to number 8 from number 11.
I love that.
There's some really good track titles
Mary
in there.
Poppins.
Should
Poppins.
Also mention that last week that Anthony told me a track title by them was called JZLLL, and it's actually JZ3.
Oh, that was New Fries.
So.
Okay, so but I have to clarify, when I put it in the into the
partially
player,
it's the computer's fault.
It said it was a lowercase J or uppercase J and then lowercase Z and then the 3, and I just thought it was Giselle. I thought that's what it was, but it's actually JZ3.
So if you're looking for that track, that's
it's
how it
not,
is.
It's not there.
New Fry's a really cool band from Toronto. Definitely go and check out that new release and all their other music. And you're going to hear a track from them in this set and perhaps in the new year as well.
All right. Well, right now, it's your number 10, Preoccupations, a song called Fever. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Shot 20, number 9. Earshot 20. Number 8.
That was Mary Poppins Pockets by New Fries, closing out our first set of three here in the second hour of the Earshot 20 as we round out the National Top 50 for the week ending Tuesday, December 13th, 2016, in our last countdown of 2016. That's from their new release on Telephone Explosion called More at number 8, up from number 11. In the middle there was Jimmy Infinity by Tassio Mansi from Do Easy, their new one on Hand Drawn Dracula, at number 9, down from number 5. And kicking it off from Flemish Eye, and the album titled is the same as the band. It is Preoccupations, dropping two spots at number 10 in a track called Fever.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20, counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, of course, for the last time in 2016. Imagine that. It's also the last bit of music news we're going to get for the year on this show. Of course, you can check it out online at exclaim.ca anytime. But Steven's on the line with us, and we have more music news to bring you, and that kicks off with an announcement from Sigur Rós.
Yes, it hasn't been long since Sigur Rós completed a North American tour this last fall, but now the Icelandic post-rock titans have announced plans to return to the continent for an additional leg of live dates. A press release reveals that the group will continue performing as a trio as they have been on the recent run, quote, issuing the string, brass, and other auxiliary musicians that have been a hallmark of live performances the past decade. The new tour leg will also be primarily made up of theater shows, ensuring intimate performances. There will be no supporting acts. Instead, the band will play two career-spanning sets with an intermission starting each show at 8 p.m. sharp. While the band will primarily stick to the United States, a quick trip to Canada will see them play north of the border in May. They'll be at Toronto's Echo Beach on the 28th before heading to Montreal's Place des Arts on May 30th. Tickets for those dates go on sale today if you happen to be listening on Friday, December 16th. You can see more about the sales at exclaim.ca, as well as a complete itinerary and a tour trailer. If you want my personal opinion, you should absolutely go see this. I had the pleasure of taking it in Detroit, where I happened to be at the time. They did play the two sets with a breather in the middle. Truly excellent. If you're a fan of the band, now's the time to catch them.
And I think people can truly appreciate, or at least I do, when someone says that something's going to start at 8 p.m. sharp, you know they mean business. And that's going to start right at 8 o'clock. So.
And you know you're going to go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Exactly.
You bands going on at 1 a.m.
You crazy, crazy people. Well, there you go. Check that out. We'll get to our next story. This is, you know what? I just find Justin Bieber to be just an interesting person. It's just interesting.
He's a fount of music news. What can I say?
For sure.
There's always something going on. And this time, I mean, we've talked a lot about his live dates. Last week, we talked about a new leg of tour dates. And I suggested he might be worth seeing just for the spectacle alone. This suggests my point even more so. Apparently, Bieber has been reportedly giving his support acts Bible study lessons backstage. UK publication The Sun reports that the Biebs has been, quote, sitting down with his opening acts and encouraging them to put Christ before everything. The source also adding that, quote, his aim is to convert the people he loves and warn other stars against the evils of the industry. Justin's life changed for the better, they said, since he found God, and he has been making better decisions now that he has found peace within his faith. After seeing so many other celebs go off the rails, he wants to help his friends find the joy and happiness he has. Bieber, for his part, has spoken about his faith in the past, criticizing some Christian followers for being overly churchy. He told Complex last year, like I said, you don't need to go to church to be a Christian. If you go to Taco Bell, that doesn't make you a taco. So like I said, go to his shows for more of that infinite wisdom. But
yeah.
In the meantime, yeah, there's your Christmas gift, folks.
There it is, wrapped up in a comedic bundle. It's yeah, that's something else. He's an interesting fella.
Yeah. Yep. He's saving others from going off the rails.
He is.
Because he is a beacon of responsibility. And anyway.
Yeah. I just enjoy the sage advice. I'm glad I know I'm not a taco.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one more story. And if we couldn't get any weirder, I think we could get weirder here. This is a great way to end out, I think, the music news for us on this program in 2016. And hey, if you're ever looking for a sweet gift and you need a copy of Jerry Maguire, you're going to be able to find it.
Yes, you will. I chuckled not only at the headline of this story yesterday, but also at the photo. You'll have to go to Exclaim to see that. This is that Los Angeles is getting a video store that only carries Jerry Maguire. That's right. The wise guys at Everything is Terrible are opening an all-Jerry shop in Los Angeles. Since 2008, the site has had their patented team of Maguire watchers scouring thrift stores to obtain VHS copies of the 1996 classic. The project is so long-running that since then they've amassed over 14,000 copies of the video. One fan alone submitted 1,600 of them. That's over 1,500. From January 13th to 29th, the tapes will go on display at I Am 8-Bit, a shop in Los Angeles. During that time, the shop will also host stand-up comedy and music performances, the goal being to raise funds in order to build a permanent Jerry Maguire VHS pyramid in the desert. So, that's right. They've got a whole statement here from Everything is Terrible. They do have this project laid out. They're hoping for funds and also, I think, more tapes. So if you have extras of Jerry Maguire on VHS only to spare, make sure you send it to them.
What is... Yeah. That's pretty incredible.
Now, the fun of this... So, I actually lived in Los Angeles for a year. And... There's no shortage of weirdos in LA, yeah. And certainly no shortage of very, very wealthy weirdos. So there is actually, in the Los Angeles desert, there is a lot of this kind of thing, not yet a Jerry Maguire pyramid, but like art cities and such, where if you do go out into the desert, there is a lot to see, these sort of artistic vanity projects, people building meccas, art meccas out in the desert. So this actually has some precedent, although it seems more like a joke than some of the people who've done it in the past. Either way, hilarious stuff. Maguire watchers, keep your eyes out.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. It's a great way to round out the music news.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I love it. Stephen, it is always a pleasure to be able to chat with you and catch up and check out what all the music news is. And we look forward to what 2017 has in store. And of course, everyone can go check out exclaim.ca for your best of lists as well. For the final time in 2016, we are going to now turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. This is sort of an underheard record, one that not a lot of people really gave shine to, but a UK producer by the name of Amnesia Scanner put out an EP this year called simply AS, short for Amnesia Scanner. And the song that put me onto it is the one you're going to hear in just a few seconds. It's called Chingy, C-H-I-N-G-Y. And it's 2.5 minutes of really, really interesting fractured beats. It begins with a very warped and distorted sounding, almost like Rihanna or something, a pop singer. And then it gets a little bit industrial. It sounds a little bit like Arca if you listen to a little more pop and was a little more distorted. This is A.S. Chingy from Amnesia Scanner on Earshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Chance the Rapper, Justice, A Tribe Called Quest, and our best of 2016 year-end features, including Underrated Records, Solange, Beyoncé, and Kendrick Lamar on Black Lives Matter, Kate Renata's Big Year, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
If you take a gram of water and apply 1 calorie of heat to it, you will raise its temperature by 1 degree Celsius. But you need to apply 81 calories to ice simply to change it to water at 0 degrees Celsius. The latent heat of change of state of ice to water uses 81 times more available heat than rising the temperature of water 1 degree. Thank you. Once all the ice is melted, the once covered ice area will heat up 81 times faster. There will be no stopping it. A new steady state of high heat tolerant life may hopefully rapidly evolve, but human civilization as we know it will no longer exist. Cause Gaia likes it cold.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Disgusting Mermaid by Fern. Their new release is called Cool Coma, but it also comes out with a new release, Pause Clope. It rises one spot to number 6 this week from Montreal's Fixture Records. In the middle there was Tanya Tagak and her newest Retribution. This year, big strong record of 2016 that's been on our charts lots. How to have it at number 7 this week, down from number 3. And as always, as he's been doing pretty much all year round this year and years past, it is Stephen Karlick with his song Pick of the Week. Senior editor of Exclaim Magazine, bringing you a track from Amnesia Scanners, release of 2016. Pretty cool one that also got mentioned in Pitchfork's Experimental Albums of the Year. And you heard a track called A.S. Chingy, which was also one of his picks much earlier in the year when it first came out.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to get back to the countdown. On the other side of the next set of music, we'll have the lowdown for you. Look at the albums that are debuting below the top 20. But I do have to say that now that we're coming to the end and our next show outside of the Christmas special Extravaganza Palooza will be the top 20 of 2016. Mm-hmm. Any guesses as to who might make it into the top 20 of
2016? I haven't really been thinking about it, but I knew that you were going to ask. So we'll have to think back on it, and maybe we'll have some time to chat on it during a Christmas Eve special. You got to think that the Pack AD are probably going to be in the mix there somewhere. They've often been there with pretty much all of their albums over the last couple of years. But I don't know. We had a lot of different number ones this year, and that's all generally the only thing I ever really remember, because usually you can kind of say like, oh well, this band was at number one for like 10 weeks, so they're probably within one of the 20 most played albums of the year. But you always forget about the albums that kind of like floated along in the charts. Mm. Maybe they never made it to even the top three, let alone number one, but they were at number, you know, they were at number 10 or number 15 for like 15 weeks.
Right.
And I think that happens a lot. And those are the ones that we always kind of forget about. Like, oh yeah, of course, we played that on our show like 3 months in a row, and we kind of forget about them. So I'm sure there's lots of those, because I think that that happened a lot, that things moved a lot. There's definitely tons and tons of movement. Every week we talked about how there was like a dozen debuts below the top 20. It seemed like that kind of happened.
And a lot of re-enters too, mm-hmm. which has an impact on that. But I would wager, I think you're right, Pack AD. I also think that change it to Yak.
Yeah, for sure.
Might be in the top 20, but we'll have to wait and see.
That's Royal Canoe was on there a lot as well, but I think I'm have like my blinders on over the last couple of months. If I'd have to really go back and look at the charts from the beginning of the year,
I'm sure
there was tons of other things that we were playing at the beginning of the year that we're just kind of forgetting about. But yeah, one of the most fun things about it is that it's totally, you know, I mean, you can kind of predict it a little bit with a little bit of precision, but mostly not so much.
It's unpredictable in the way that gets pulled together and
all the
different elements that comprise that. We'll see what happens in 2017, though, at the very beginning of the new year. Right now, we're going to get back into the charts of 2016, the last countdown we'll do this year. And coming up is your number 5 and your number 4.
We have a duo of records here from our friends at Mint Records in Vancouver. Their newest release is by The Evaporators. That is the group that features Nardwar, the human serviette of CITR fame. And his newest release with this really excellent band of folks is Ogo Pogo Punk. Last week, we heard a track called I Can't Be Shade, which was the lead from the record. This week, we're going to hear a track called Candy. After that, Monomyth have a new one out as well. Happy Pop Family, Monomyth from Halifax, now in Montreal. There sits still at number 4. You're going to hear a track called Palpitations.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Palpitations by Monomyth, sitting still at number 4 this week. Is their newest release, Happy Pop Family, the only album sitting still at number 4, except for our number 1 most played album this week, which you'll find out very soon. Before that, The Evaporators with a track called Candy from their newest release, Ogo Pogo Punk, and number 5 up from number 15, and both of those records coming your way from Mint Records, who, as often as usual, as they do many years, put out some really big, great Canadian records in 2016.
Cool. All right, one more break from the charts before we round out the program, and that is to bring you a look at the debuts that are below the top 20. Of course, we can't play the whole national top 50, but we'd like to let you know what is new below the top 20. Brian's got it for you right now. It's the lowdown.
A pretty brief lowdown this week, looking at 4 debuts below the top 20. Starting off with Illyrian at number 48, some pretty cool metal out of Calgary. They have a new release called Round 2, Fight. At number 46, this new one from Martha Wainwright called Goodnight City. This is her 6th album. At number 42, Aus Trophies with The Soil, which is a release from a Toronto group, heavily influenced by Brazilian psych and Tropicália. And our highest debut this week is at number 35. It is the Toronto electronic music debut by Dr. Janowitz called Complete Unabashed Sensual Euphoria.
So the reason I laughed about the first one, Illyrian, and the way that you said the name of the album.
That was all for you.
It reminded me of Street Fighter.
I feel like that was completely intended. I would recommend going and checking out the album art for sure on that one.
All right, there you go. Here we go. 3 more tracks before we complete the top 20, and we roll out, round out the show for 2016. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 3 spot.
It was last week's number 2. This week's number 3 from Bon Sund is Duchess Says Science Nouvelle. Here is The Family Physicians.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
I love a coward more boldly than I could ever hope to be loved, reaching for ages, but I love so it's painless. Oh, I could never chase as far as she ran.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
The Halusa Nation. The human beings. The people. See the spiritual in the natural. Through sense and feeling. Everything is related. All the things of earth and in the sky have spirit. Everything is sacred. Confronted by the alien nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold. Into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The Alai Nation, Alia Nation.
It's the Earshot 20.
and the most played album of the week for the last week of our show of 2016 on the Earshot's National Top 50. That was A Tribe Called Red. We Are the Hallucination, again sitting still at number one with a track called Ally Nation. The Coward by Diana in the middle from Familiar Touch, that album at number two, up from number six, and dropping just one spot to number three this week from Duchess Says, it was Science Nouvelle. You heard a track called The Family Physician.
Well, there you go. That is it for 2016. Brian, it's been a pleasure.
As always.
I won't see you in 2017. Yeah, I'm just kidding. We'll be back.
You it could is, not hold out doing your favorite show of the year.
Yes. You know what? Why I enjoy that show? For a number of reasons, but the number one reason is because we typically wind up getting a guest, at least one, to come on the show who's in the top 20, one of the artists that we don't ever think we're going to get. And then we're like, oh, wow, I can't believe that happened. So it's always a surprise for us, I think. So we'll see what happens for the top 20 of 2016, which will air the first week of 2017, quite likely. But we do have a show coming up on Christmas Eve, the December 24th, that you can tune into, and it's going to be a real blast. You can listen on the air at local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, if that's if you're in the city, or you can listen online, localfm.ca. More about this program, though, it is the Earshot 20, and we just counted down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Hammond, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we do it every week. We record out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick campus and community radio station. It's also where we broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to any great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in and join us on the 24th for a great holiday special, and then again in the new year for more great countdowns just like this one. Until then, though, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.